thing you might use to fry stuff in that you can plug into the wall?
Frying pan.
What kind of?
Skillet.
Yeah, the kind you can plug in.
Frying pan.
Yeah, this kind you just plug into the wall. You don't, and it heats itself. So.
Well, that's it, frying pan.
Okay. And what about the kind of oven that heat things real fast, cooks?
Microwave.
Them? And a coin-operated place where you can do your clothes is a...
Laundry.
Okay.
And coin laundry.
The thing that you might put dirty clothes in is the...
Hamper.
Okay. And the thing you might clean up with is a push to clean up is a vacuum.
Vacuum cleaner.
Okay, and the thing that collects the stuff in the vacuum cleaner is the...
Bag.
Okay. And the little... If you got a... If you're going to mop, you might put your water in a...
Bucket.
Okay. Let's see. What about the, some people have these kind of things that get your trash like that, they're what?
Compactor.
Okay. And the thing that you might put your trash in here is a...
Garbage can.
Okay, what about a big green thing outside of apartment buildings?
Dumpster.
Okay. And at a funeral, the man in charge of the funeral is the...
Funeral director.
Okay, anything else? See, same thing as an undertaker?
Yeah. Well, the guy that's in charge, not real, sort of.
What's up?
Undertakers. I don't know.
Okay. Okay. And the thing that you carry the body in is the...
Casket.
Or the drive in and the put the casket in the to take it to the cemetery.
Oh, ambulance.
Or hearse.
Hearse.
Okay. And the building where, you know, you have these buildings where people can, you can bury your ashes and so forth, that's a...
Crypt.
Okay. And, you ever know any slang terms for cigarettes? Any other terms for cigarettes?
Cigs.
Okay. What would you call a kind of an informal room in your house for?
Den.
Okay. And what about, you know, you see these enclosed rooms that are designed for maximum sunlight, a lot of sunlight, uh-huh. So you can raise plants. What do you call those?
Solarium.
Okay. And, let's
see. Sunroom.
Okay, what about a room that has a toilet and a sink but no bath?
Yeah.
Even no
half stove. Bath.
Okay. And what about how you heat this house?
Central.
Okay, you know of any other kinds of furnaces and stuff like that?
Yeah, those stoves that they have out now.
What's that?
I can't think. LC or something like that.
Okay. Now, you ever seen a kind of house, I'm going to describe some kind of houses, you may not know many of these. One of them is completely, you have a room here and a room here. It's two rooms, and there's a big open hall down the middle. The open hall is maybe as wide as your kitchen, and it's completely open. There are no doors or anything. It's just you look right through it. Ever seen a kind of house like that? Or heard of a house like that? You ever heard of a shotgun house?
Mm-mm.
I mean, a dog trot house?
No.
Okay. Have you ever seen the kind of house where you have three rooms lined up, and you can just open all the doors and see right through it from outside the house, straight through the house? You ever heard of a shotgun house?
No.
Okay. You ever seen a house that's made like an L?
Uh-huh.
What do they call that?
L shape.
Okay. And let's see. What about these kind of houses like in Philadelphia where they're built on, houses are built on to each other in a row? Maybe a block of houses, and they're built together. Is there a name for those?
Mm-mm.
Ever heard of a row house?
No.
And the kind of things that Gary wants to make out of those apartments down there.
Condominiums.
Yeah. Okay. What about in New York City, you have an apartment that takes up a whole level of a building? You never heard of a name for that?